This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As the coronavirus outbreak reaches into every corner of American life, President Donald Trump is preparing to invoke emergency powers to free additional resources. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Two people familiar with the planning say the president's getting ready to invoke emergency powers. It's unclear, though, just what mechanism he'll use to free more federal resources for virus testing and treatment and to help those struggling with the economic impact. The president says he'll have an afternoon news conference here at the White House focused on the virus. That comes as the Trump administration and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi race to finish a federal aid package that would include free virus testing, guaranteed sick pay, and more money for unemployment benefits and food programs. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. retaliatory strikes hit five weapons depots of the Iranian-backed group Qatib Hezbollah in Iraq, as the commander who oversees U.S. operations in the Middle East warned the threat from Iran and its proxies remains high. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Airstrikes were targeting Qatib Hezbollah, which Washington says is responsible for many attacks on U.S.-led forces, most recently the massive rocket attack on Wednesday that killed two American soldiers and a British soldier at an Iraqi base, although no group has claimed responsibility. This was American General Kenneth McKenzie on Friday.
We believe that the collateral damage is going to be very low. We expect there are going to be fatalities on the objective, but I don't have those numbers for you right now. We'll work to get those out here in the near future as we continue.
This was the third time in recent months that the U.S. has targeted Qatib Hezbollah, most notably the airstrike at Baghdad Airport that killed Iran's Major General Qasem Soleimani in January. He was the second most powerful man in Iran at the time.
That's Matthew LaRotunda, and this is VOA News. The European Union wants to put health screening procedures in place at their borders to slow the spread of the coronavirus, but nations must coordinate so people can still get quickly the medical care they need. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
With Italy at the epicenter of Europe's outbreak, neighbouring Austria and Slovenia moved to restrict traffic at their borders, raising questions about the movement of food and medical equipment. But other nations, like the Czech Republic and Poland, have taken action too. Preliminary checks for signs of infection could be done at borders between the 26 nations that make up the Passport-free Schengen area, but also at the EU's external borders within individual countries. Travel bans have become more extensive worldwide in recent days. For most people, the coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Top Japanese government officials said Friday they were determined to hold safe and secure Olympics on schedule, one day after U.S. President Donald Trump said Tokyo should consider delaying the Games for a year because of the pandemic. Libby Hogan of Reuters has more.
Japan's Olympics minister was quick to hit back at U.S. President Donald Trump Friday, saying that Olympics are on schedule and, quote, safe and secure.
We are not thinking of reducing spectators at all. I understand the IOC and Tokyo 2020 will make an effort to hold the Games as planned, in coordination with the Tokyo government.
The remarks were made hours after Trump suggested Tokyo should delay the Games for a year amid the coronavirus outbreak. Officials say Japanese leader Shinzo Abe later spoke with Trump on the phone for about 50 minutes Friday morning Japan time. Trump then tweeted a more upbeat message, calling the just-completed Olympic venue magnificent and saying Abe had done an incredible job and good things will happen for Japan and their great prime minister.
That's Libby Hogan reporting. More big sporting events are being postponed in the United States. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Masters will not be played at Augusta National the first week of April. There's no indication when it will be played. The Boston Marathon is scheduled for the middle of next month, but Mayor Marty Walsh says it's being moved to September 14th.
Our expectation, and it's an expectation and a hope right now, is that this date will get us to a safer place in relation to the spread of the coronavirus.
The mayor says the 2013 marathon bombings helped prepare the city to deal with the coronavirus.
We are Boston strong, and that's what we will be again this year. In the face of this crisis and Marathon Monday, we are going to continue to lead in the country.
The Boston Marathon has never been canceled outright since its first running in 1897. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.